This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A measure to allow citizens to sue Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents now awaits Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature. Yet Republican state lawmakers say the bill itself will not hold up in court. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports residents could sue a federal immigration agent if they violate a person's constitutional rights, such as an agent who refuses to identify themselves or who is driving a car that has hidden plates. Senate President Don Harmon says the measure arose from abuses during Operation Midway Blitz, and he understands the bill's legal risks.
The federal government can try to remove it from state court to federal court. It can try to substitute the government itself for the individual defendant, but that's not a reason not to try.
Senate Minority Leader John Curran calls the bill an overreach and says it's on a fast track to the Supreme Court. A bill to let people who are terminally ill end their own lives medically has cleared the Illinois legislature. The Illinois House passed the Medical Aid in Dying measure in the spring, and then the Senate followed suit at about 3 o'clock early this morning. It lets patients who have a prognosis of 6 months or fewer to live obtain a prescription for life-ending medication that they would have to administer themselves. State Senator Linda Holmes is the bill's sponsor.
Why? If I am facing an illness where I am going to die in pain, do you think you should tell me I don't have the option to alleviate that pain?
Meantime, the Catholic Conference of Illinois wants Governor J.B. Pritzker to veto this bill. The organization issued a statement saying lawmakers put the state on a path that jeopardizes the well-being of the poor and marginalized. Illinois lawmakers also passed an energy bill last night that will strengthen the reliability of the electrical grid. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports the measure builds up the state's electrical supply by spurring creation of battery storage. These are giant batteries that can charge up on energy when demand and prices are low and then release it into the grid when energy prices are at their highest. To pay for the plan, electric customers will see charges on their monthly utility bills. The state is in need of more electricity, especially as Illinois Governor Pritzker invites power-hungry, always-on data centers to come to the state. The bill now awaits the governor's signature. You're listening to The Rundown. How do you tell a really scary story? Three horror writers gathered at the University of Chicago Divinity School recently to discuss the ways they approach that genre. It was part of the American Writers Museum's upcoming exhibition. It's called American Prophets, Writers, Religion, and Culture, and it opens in November. It explores the way writers tap into religion and spirituality. Our contributor, Adora Namigade, spoke with writers Tananarive Due, Matt Ruff, and Juan Martinez.
My name is Tananarive Due. I am a lecturer at UCLA, an author and screenwriter slash director. The biggest compliment I got when The Good House was published was when practitioners of West African faiths like Vodou or Santeria in Cuba said, "Oh, I thought you were a practitioner." I wanted to find a tradition that was rooted in blackness. I wanted it to be a more ancient practice. And I wanted to look to Haiti. Actually, it's interesting. The dawn of Hollywood was fascinated with so-called voodoo, especially zombies, because that's where zombies really came from. I wanted to really try to distance myself, escape from this sort of Hollywoodized version of what is often called voodoo. This is an actual faith. People would not follow a faith if it was all about dolls getting pricked, and oh no, I'm under a curse.
I'm Matt Ruff. I write novels for a living. I'm best known for my novel Lovecraft Country, which was made into the HBO series of the same name. I wanted to do a story with a recurring cast of characters who had a series of paranormal adventures. And the twist was going to be, instead of being about white FBI agents in the 1990s, this is about a black family in 1950 Chicago who run a travel agency and publish a fictional version of the Green Book called The Safe Negro Travel Guide. So it was sort of contrasting paranormal horror with the more mundane horrors of racism and sort of asking the question, which is the bigger threat to your safety and sanity, the thing under the bed or the white policeman who pulls you over at the edge of town in you know, in the late afternoon?
I'm Juan Martinez. I'm a writer and I'm a professor. When I was 14, I was super sick. I was kind of misdiagnosed with an autoimmune disease. It turned out I had a different, much more treatable thing. So I was kind of bedridden for a whole year. You know, you're 14, you don't quite think about these things. Horror was kind of became this kind of life-saving, safe container to deal with things that are, that you really can't deal with, right? That are just really, really difficult. Literally everyone who wants to write, you just have to read. You really definitely have to read across genre. You have to read poetry, but also, like, if you're into horror, like, literally read a lot of literary fiction. Read everything. And then be ready to suck. It's not going to come out the way you want to. You just got to do it over and over again.
Horror writers Tananarive Due, Matt Ruff, and Juan Martinez, they took part in an event with the American Writers Museum that explores the horror genre. Weather, sunny skies, and a high in the mid-50s today. Cloudy tonight, a very tiny chance you might see some sprinkles or light rain, a low of 40. And for the weekend, a chance of rain on Saturday, 50 degrees, mid-50s, and sunny on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.